Blog Talk Radio.
This is a state of emergency. The black man must believe in the existence of God. Black men must respect one another. The black man must respect the black woman. The black man must take care of his children. The black man must make sure his children are educated. Teach them about their culture. The black man must take care of his health. The black man must get an annual checkup from his doctor. The black man must drink 8 glasses of water on a daily basis to have a balanced system, and he must eat the proper foods for longevity. The black man must take his children to school as much as possible and help them with their homework. The black man must get as much education as possible. Education means power. Must choose education over the prison industrial complex. You don't want to be a slave. The black man must teach his son how to be a man. Black men must teach their sons to respect black women and girls. The black man must speak the truth. Black man must realize fear is the mind killer. The black man must only fear God. Black men must support each other during the good times and the bad times. The black man must keep his community clean. The black man must respect all of God's creatures. The black man must bring peace to Mother Earth. The black man must communicate with his woman so there can be harmony in the universe. The black man must protect his family from all negative stimuli that is trying to destroy him. Black man must be well groomed, because you know we have to represent. The black man must stay focused on doing the right thing. The black man must give direction to our youth, boys and girls. Black man must abstain from drinking alcohol and using drugs because it is destroying our community. The black man must enjoy life and the positive things it has to offer. The black man must look to God for direction and guidance. The black man must become an economic force in his community. He must do for self. The black man must help the less fortunate. The black man must become a leader in the world and not a follower. The black man must control his image, his music, and his mind. A man who does not control his destiny will be controlled by others. The black man must stop all black-on-black crime in his community. Black man, if you can't love yourself, how can you expect someone else to love you? beautiful you rise, O eternal God. You are radiant, lovely, powerful. Your love is great, all-encompassing. Amen. This is the conscious mind force.
All right, thank you for calling in to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Revolutionary Journal. As you know, we're here on every Thursday night. I'm not sure how much of a show we'll have tonight. We just, you know, had things going on this week, the past 2 weeks. We're revamping some of the things that we're going to be doing. So tonight we're going to do a little bit of spoken word, and we're going to keep it moving because one or two people don't stop no movement. So we keeps it moving around here. It's the Black Think Tank Radio Network. This is your host, Ozzy. If you feel like shouting at me, give me a call at 646-564-9948. And press 1 if you want to talk to me. Other than that, sit back, enjoy the show, listen. I'm going to do a little bit of music, a little bit of spoken word. And I'll be back in between the scene and we can wrap then. All right, peace. The first piece I'm going to start it off with is George Carlin dropping some truth, dropping some nuggets. So definitely give it a listen, enjoy. And support the network, because we're coming on strong. Peace.
But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky, who watches everything you do, every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you, and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all-powerful, all-perfect, all-knowing, and all-wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars, they pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit. But thank you very much. But I want you to know something. This is sincere. I want you to know, when it comes to believing in God, I really tried. I really, really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that, but I got to tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is fucked up.
Something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades. Something is definitely wrong. This is not good work. If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed. Results like these do not belong on the resume of a supreme being. This is the kind of shit you'd expect from an office temp with a bad attitude. And just between you and me, in any decently run universe, this guy would have been out on his all-powerful ass a long time ago. And by the way, I say this guy because I firmly believe, looking at these results, that if there is a God, it has to be a man. No woman could or would ever fuck things up like this. If there is a God, if there is, I think most reasonable people might agree that he's at least incompetent and maybe, just maybe, doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit, which I admire in a person and which would explain a lot of these bad results. So rather than be just another mindless religious robot, mindlessly and aimlessly and blindly believing that all of this is in the hands of some spooky, incompetent father figure who doesn't give a shit, I decided to look around for something else to worship, something I could really count on. And immediately, I thought of the sun. Happened like that. Overnight, I became a sun worshiper. Well, not overnight. You can't see the sun at night. But first thing the next morning, I became a sun worshiper. Several reasons. First of all, I can see the sun.
Okay.
Yeah. Unlike some other gods I could mention, I can actually see the sun. I'm big on that. If I can see something, I don't know, kind of helps the credibility along, you know? So every day I can see the sun as it gives me everything I need. Heat, light, food, flowers in the park, reflections on the lake, an occasional skin cancer, but hey, at least there are no crucifixions and we're not setting people on fire simply because they don't agree with us. Sun worship is fairly simple. There's no mystery, no miracles, no pageantry, no one asks for money, there are no songs to learn, and we don't have a special building where we all gather once a week to compare clothing. And the best thing about the sun, it never tells me I'm unworthy. Doesn't tell me I'm a bad person who needs to be saved, hadn't said an unkind word, treats me fine. So I worship the sun, but I don't pray to the sun. Know why? I wouldn't presume on our friendship. It's not polite. I've often thought people treat God rather rudely, don't you? Asking, you know, trillions and trillions of prayers every day, asking and pleading and begging for favors, do this, give me that, I need a new car, I want a better job. And most of this praying takes place on Sunday, his day off. Not nice. And it's no way to treat a friend. But people do pray, and they pray for a lot of different things. You know, your sister needs an operation on her crotch. Your brother was arrested for defecating in a mall. But most of all, you'd really like to fuck that hot little redhead down at the convenience store. You know, the one with the eye patch and the club foot. Huh? Can you pray for that? I think you'd have to. And I say, fine, pray for anything you want. Pray for anything. But what about the divine plan? Remember that? The divine plan. Long time ago, God made a divine plan, gave it a lot of thought, decided it was a good plan, put it into practice. And for billions and billions of years, the divine plan has been doing just fine. Now you come along and pray for something. Well, suppose the thing you want isn't in God's divine plan. What do you want him to do? Change his plan? Just for you? Doesn't it seem a little arrogant? It's a divine plan. What's the use of being God if every rundown schmuck with a $2 prayer book can come along and fuck up your plan? And here's something else, another problem you might have. Suppose your prayers aren't answered. What do you say? Well, it's God's will. Thy will be done. Fine, but if it's God's will and he's going to do what he wants to anyway, why the fuck bother praying in the first place? Seems like a big waste of time to me. Couldn't you just skip the praying part and go right to his will? It's all very confusing. So to get around a lot of this, I decided to worship the sun. But, as I said, I don't pray to the sun. You know who I pray to? Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci. Two reasons. First of all, I think he's a good actor, okay? To me, that counts. Second, he looks like a guy who can get things done. Joe Pesci doesn't fuck around. Doesn't fuck around. In fact, Joe Pesci came through on a couple of things that God was having trouble with. For years, I asked God to do something about my noisy neighbor with the barking dog. Joe Pesci straightened that cocksucker out with one visit. It's amazing what you can accomplish with a simple baseball bat. So I've been praying to Joe for about a year now. And I noticed something. I noticed that all the prayers I used to offer to God and all the prayers I now offer to Joe Pesci are being answered at about the same 50% rate. Half the time I get what I want, half the time I don't. Same as God, 50-50. Same as the four-leaf clover and the horseshoe, the wishing well and the rabbit's foot. Same as the mojo man. Same as the voodoo lady who tells you your fortune by squeezing the goat's testicles. It's all the same, 50-50. So just pick your superstition, sit back, make a wish, and enjoy yourself. And for those of you who look to the Bible for moral lessons and literary qualities, I might suggest a couple of other stories for you. You might want to look at The Three Little Pigs. That's a good one. Has a nice, happy ending. I'm sure you'll like that. Then there's Little Red Riding Hood, although it does have that X-rated part where the big bad wolf actually eats the grandmother, which I didn't care for, by the way. And finally, I've often always drawn a great deal of moral comfort from Humpty Dumpty. The part I like the best, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's because there is no Humpty Dumpty and there is no God. None, not one, no God, never was. In fact, I'm gonna put it this way. If there is a God, may he strike this audience dead. See, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Everybody's okay. All right. Tell you what. I'll raise the stakes a little bit. If there is a God, may he strike me dead. See, nothing happened. Oh, wait, got a little cramp in my leg. And my balls hurt. Plus, I'm blind. Oh, now I'm okay again. Must have been Joe Pesci, huh? God bless Joe Pesci. Thank you all very much. Joe bless you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Ballad of the Landlord. Landlord, landlord, my roof's done sprung a leak. Don't you remember I told you about it way last week? Landlord, landlord, these steps is broken down. When you come up yourself, it's a wonder you don't fall down. $10 you say I owe you. $10 you say is due. Well, that's $10 more and I'll pay you till you fix this house up new. What? You're going to get eviction orders. You're going to cut off my heat. You're going to take my furniture and throw it in the street. Mm-hmm. You talking high and mighty. Talk on till you get through, because you ain't going to be able to say a word if I land my fist on you. Police! Police! Come and get this man. He's trying to ruin the government and overturn the land. Copper's whistle. Patrol bell. Arrest. Precinct station. Iron cell, headlines in press, man threatens landlord, tenant hell, no bail, judge gives Negro 90 days in county jail.
On the ocean and upon high seas. fish for mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from men? Can't you stand?
They realized all over the world where a dark man was being oppressed, he was being oppressed by the white man. Where the dark man was being exploited, he was being exploited by the white man. So they got together under this basis that they had a common enemy. And when you and I here in Detroit and in Michigan and in America, who have been awakened today, look around us, we too realize here in America, we all have a common enemy. Whether he's in Georgia or Michigan, whether he's in California or New York, he's the same man. Blue eyes and blonde hair and pale skin. Same man. Don't let the enemy know that you got a disagreement. Instead of us airing our differences in public, we have to realize we're all the same family. And when you have a family squabble, you don't get out on the sidewalk. If you do, everybody calls you uncouth, unrefined, uncivilized, savage. If you don't make it at home, you settle it at home. You get in the closet, argue it out behind closed doors. And then when you come out on the street, you pose a common front, a united front. And this is what we need to do in the community and in the city and in the state. We need to stop airing our differences in front of the white man. Put the white man out of our meeting, number one, and then sit down and talk shop with each other. That's all you gotta do. These Negroes aren't asking for no nation. They're trying to crawl back on the plantation. Our revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise. Revolution overturns and destroys everything that gets in its way. And you sitting around here like a knot on the wall saying I'm going to love these folks no matter how much they hate me. No, you need a revolution.
in the last 500 years, black people in this area of the world, we can say that there's no such thing as black culture. What there is what the system of racism, white supremacy, programs black people to do. You see, in other words, if the system of racism, white supremacy says, you are not going to be scientist, you are not going to be highly functioning doctors and lawyers and teachers, you are not going to have stable family life, you are not going to respect sex. Now, your role is to entertain me so you can jump up and down and sing, you can dance, and yes, you're good at sports. You can do that in some venues. That's what I'm going to allow you to do. I'm not going to allow you to have stable communities, because if you have a Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'm going to burn that down. If you think you're going to stabilize a so-called middle-class community and you're going to have a home that's mortgaged, I'm going to see that those mortgages are foreclosed so that you can be into family dissolution, place of living dissolved. So what we can say is that we have an imposed culture under the power dynamics of racism, white supremacy. See, I can see right now in my mind the picture of Beyonce with her legs wide open at the Super Bowl for last year. It was so appalling to me, I can't get it out of my mind in terms of what has been done to us. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we would be wiser. No, we are trying to get ourselves to the point where we can establish what we would then call black culture, but we will no longer be victims of a system of racism, white supremacy. So once the system of racism, white supremacy has been replaced with a system of justice, that's when we will start talking about our culture. That's when we will begin talking about who we really are as black people.
Yeah, well, no, we're kind of wonderful. I wrote a poem called Ego Tripping. Yeah, there may be a reason why. Yeah. I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I'm a gazelle. So swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present when he was 3, I gave my son, Hannibal, an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son, Noah, built Newark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intoned my loving name, all praises, all praises. I am the one who would save. I sowed diamonds in my backyard. My bowels deliver uranium. The filings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed west to reach east and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned, and gold was laid across 3 continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal, I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky.
This is the Black Think Tank Radio Network. Straight, no chaser. This is the Black Think Tank Radio Network. Call us at 646-564-9948. Press 1 to join the conversation, join the chat room, or listen via the show link. We appreciate your thoughts and participation. Each one teach one. Each one respect one. Peace and enjoy the program.
From our mouths, you'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
I hope pearly white teeth fall out of the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forced supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jew merchants will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Shippen will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straightened heads gonna be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes.
But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die.
Dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, po nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rinse it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could've bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today it's worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie. I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to a 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga. Still nigga. Still nigga.
Still nigga out here in these streets doing them nigga things. We need to stop that, people. I don't get what we be thinking about sometimes, but as they say, this is America.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox and Four Pops without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem Sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the shape of a war theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the report from 29. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville churches will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There won't be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hahn, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hold it, come on, away. Black history is taught like this. You started off as a slave, then white folks felt bad and decided to free you. Then civil rights legislation made you equal. And finally, you achieved victory with Obama's election. The end. Of course, that is ridiculous. That is the white supremacist version of black history. The end result of this miseducation is that black children are separated from their own people's legacy and historical achievements. Everybody in the world has the right to draw inspiration from their own people's legacy. And this right is robbed from black children because their history is actively hidden, distorted, and replaced with make-believe. For this video, we will carefully cover the facts on how black people became liberated from American chattel slavery. The miseducational system has taught us three gigantic myths about the freeing of the slaves. The first myth is that there was only some slave rebellions here and there, but not any kind of large-scale military resistance to slavery initiated and carried out by black men. The second myth is that any slaves who wanted freedom basically fled north to be granted freedom. The third myth is that the Civil War was the primary event that ended chattel slavery. The reality is that there was a series of battles, revolts, and rebellions that lasted from 1739 to 1858. This was the Gullah War. That is more than 100 years of warfare totally hidden from the American history books. A lot of this history was disguised as the Seminole Wars. First of all, the Seminoles were not a real Native American tribe. They were Native Americans allied with and often led by black Africans. Seminole literally means runaway. Maroon means fugitive. Gullah refers to the black African. The Emancipation Proclamation was a staged event, and it was designed to stop and historically hide the self-liberation process of Africans in America. Africans were brought into the Anglo-American New World Order, and many of these Africans maintained the goal to kill, crush, and destroy white supremacy. 1739, the Gullah War begins. Carolina was about to pass the Security Act, which would require whites to be armed more often to prevent a slave uprising. So the slaves decided that this was the time to strike. About 20 of them went to the local store, stocked up on guns and ammo, killed the shopkeeper, and began the Stono Rebellion. The rebels marched, and as they marched, their following grew larger and larger. They chanted out liberty as they marched, chasing the slave owners, killing them, and burning their houses down. After the rebellion, South Carolina passed the Negro Act, which prevented a future rebellion by limiting the rights of the slaves. From that point in time until 1812, the Gullah were fighting continuous battles against the state militia in Florida. Spain was fighting against the American colonists for land in Florida. The Spanish started arming the Gullah and providing them with military training. The Gullah used this military equipment and training to defend their own free, independent black towns. The first black town in North America was called Garcia Real de Santa Teresa de Mose. It was built by the black man and officially recognized later by the Spanish lieutenant General Montiano in 1738. This black town was a place that slaves could escape to have their own land and receive military training. 1814, Andrew Jackson defeated the Native American Creek Confederation. He imposed on them the Treaty of Fort Jackson, which basically stole their land. So Chief Sacafoca led thousands of his warriors to Florida and joined forces with the mighty Gullah Nation. The so-called Indian Wars were actually the Gullah Wars. General Thomas Jessup said, "Throughout my operations, I found the Negroes the most active and determined warriors, and during the conferences with the Indian chiefs, I ascertained that they exercised an almost controlling influence over them. This, you may be assured, is a Negro and not an Indian war." 1816, the Battle of Negro Fort. Negro Fort was a structure built by the British and occupied and led by black Gullahs. Andrew Jackson ordered Colonel Clinch to destroy Negro Fort. After they destroyed Negro Fort, Andrew Jackson ordered the torture of the leaders and the enslavement of the black captives. This was a historical turning point in Gullah military strategy. The Gullah leaders who escaped decided that they would never again use the British strategy of fighting from a fixed fortified position. They decided instead that they would return to using the traditional Gullah method of guerrilla warfare, which involved striking and vanishing, luring the enemy into strange areas, the forest, the pasture, the swamp. They had the advantage with decentralized warfare because they knew the land better. As more and more slaves fled south for freedom, thousands of U.S. soldiers died at the hands of the superior Gullah warriors. 1818, the Battle of Suwanee. A stretch of towns along the Suwanee River was occupied by a series of self-sufficient Native American and Gullah colonies. Once again, General Andrew Jackson came to terrorize and invade them. The Gullah and the Native American warriors, allied in the swamps, inflicted heavy damage on the invading army. Andrew Jackson was defeated by the Gullahs, however, he fraudulently claimed the battle as a victory. After the Gullah warriors and their allies disappeared into the swamps, Andrew Jackson exacted revenge against them by slaughtering a nearby settlement of their women and children. The killing of women and children was the only victory Andrew Jackson achieved in the Battle of Suwanee. This black history was actively hidden. Whenever the word black or Negro or African were mentioned in war reports, the words were simply omitted or replaced with an asterisk. The Gullah Wars were also hidden from the newspapers so they wouldn't scare away potential European settlers. Real American history shows that the black man was destroying the institution of slavery. 1822. The resistance had grown completely out of control of the United States government. In Charleston, South Carolina, almost all the slaves in the area had joined a movement to carry out a massive slave revolt. What white people had not considered is that every time you capture a free Gullah warrior and sell him into slavery, the Gullah warrior will only spread his own knowledge amongst the new slaves he's living with. This rebellion was to be led by Denmark Vesey and his lieutenant Peter Poyoff. 9,000 slaves were planning to revolt that day, however the revolt never actually took place because cowardly black people involved with the movement informed the white colonists of these plans. Everyone involved ended up being executed or sold away to another plantation. 1835, the victory over the King Fort Relief, otherwise known as the Dade Massacre. The reason it was recorded as a massacre instead of a battle was to hide the fact that it was a legitimate military victory for the Black Gullah. Also in 1835, the U.S. Army suffered another defeat at the Withlacoochee River, forcing General Gaines to leave Florida. 1837, Colonel Taylor claimed the Battle of Lake Okeechobee as a victory for the United States. In reality, the Gullah warriors and the Native Americans had already started fleeing the area and spreading the Gullah resistance to other parts of America. The real war that ended slavery was not the Civil War, it was the Gullah War. It was Native Americans and black Muslim Gullahs against the white Christian colonists. The so-called Civil War was carried out for elitist banking and business interests, and it also served as a formality, a ceremonial ending to chattel slavery. In reality, slavery ended in America because it couldn't be maintained against the constant guerrilla attacks, and the only way to stop those attacks was to make slavery illegal. The free black man would not tolerate slavery, therefore it came to an end.
She's coming with it from another number.
Y'all hear that? All right. So, definitely, that was a history lesson for y'all. I just need to take a quick break because I'm not going to be on here too long tonight. But we're going to hit you with these last chords, all right? So we'll be right back after that. Brother Ozzy, the Revolutionary Journal, Black Think Tank Radio Network. Peace.
Night descends as the sun's light ends, and black comes back to blend again. And with the depth of the sun, night and blackness become one. Blackness being you, peeping through the red, the white, and the blue, dreaming of four black civilizations that once flourished and grew. Hey, wake up, niggas, are y'all through? Drowning in the pull of the white man's fist as you pause with some drawers in the midst of shit and ain't got nothing to save your funky ass with. You cool fool, sipping on a menthol cigarette round midnight. About how the Big Apple is out of sight. You ain't never had a bite. Who are you fooling? Me? You? Wake up, niggas, and you're all free. And uptown, two roaches are drowning in each other's piss. And downtown, interracial lovers secretly kiss. While junkies are dreaming of total bliss. Somewhere in the atmosphere, far away from here, beyond realms of white dimensions, guided by suppressed intentions as they cry. The Grim Reaper. Save me a corner, you shout as the lights go out. Cause you ain't paid the electric bill. And the rats and the roaches move on into the kill. As your lips struggle to drain that last drop from the wine bottle. And you roll snake eyes, never realizing that you blew. Wake up, niggas, or you're all through. Sitting in the corner with your mind tied to your behind. Bonafide members of Niggas Anonymous. Never knowing which way you're going. For the late great black man.
Amen.
You niggas understand. Up against the wall,
wake
black Maryland farmers. I'll blow you away, and you'll never live to see the light of day. And the nightstick, it glides gracefully upside your head. That's right, brothers and sisters, you living dead. But the cock crows, and the night goes, and it saves your ass in the nick of time. As you wake up and start to find.
Dedicated to the mothers and the children of the revolution, Tupac, to Afeni Shakur, many, many more. This is for you. One love, one light.
Can you see the pride in the panther as she nurtures her young all alone? It's the seed that must grow regardless of the fact that it's been planted in stone. Can you see the pride of the panther in the concrete jungle alone with her cub? It's the seed that must come to harvest. It's the tree that must grow out of love. Can you see the pride in the panther as he glows in splendor and grace, toppling obstacles face in the way of the progression of his race? Can you see the pride in the panther as she nurtures her young all alone? The seed must grow regardless of the fact that it's planted in stone. Can't you see the pride in the panther? They unify as one. The flowers bloom. outshines all the rays of the sun. He's bright like the rays of the sun, carries out like the rays of the sun. Keeps bright like the rays of the sun, shines bright like a new day begun. Can you see the pride in the panther as she glows in splendor and grace, toppling the obstacles placed in the way of the progression of his race? Can you see the pride in the panther as she nurtures her young all alone? The seed must grow regardless of the fact that it's been planted in stone. Can't you see the pride in the panthers as they unify as one? The flower blooms with brilliance and outshines all the rays of the sun. It outshines all the rays of the sun, carries out like a new day begun. It shines bright like the rays of the sun. It keeps high like a new day begun. Shines bright like the rays of the sun. Keeps high like a new day begun. Carry out like the rays of the sun. Keep on like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun.
Come on.
Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Carry out like a new day begun.
Come on.
Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep it high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Carry out like the rays of the sun. Carry out like a new day begun. A new day begun. A new day begun. A new day begun. Begun, 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 begun. Power to the people.
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 Love is people power.
Love.
Love is people power.
Love.
Love is people power.
Love.
Love is people power.
When all else crumbles.
Love is people power.
Love must prevail.
Love is the people's power.
Every revolutionary act is an act of love. And love is the engine of the revolution. I love y'all like Pac loved y'all. Like Afeni loved Pac. Like we love Afeni. Like we love love. One love.
Most.
Do your work, do your duty.
Yaga, 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 yeah. Yaga, 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 yaga. Pass me soda and me daga. Who want the dance hall to stop? Police. Who now have to see herbs a shop? Police. Who kill the youth from the block? Police. Them now have to hear truth. Muslims pop. Who want to see herbs a drive? Yes, man, for bribe. Police, them no happy see get to survive. Police, as we see them, get to you to have to die. Hey, yo, who has the legal long gun? Who has murdered the youth, them a jam down? Who has innocent you drop down? A steel farmer who burned the earth down. Family, I like how you feel. Every man a bigger reap with them saw.
Spotlight,
that's why them look up the light, one be a dark night. Yo, me
have to make a dive. Me look and see laws and orders collapse. I love you, have to be careful how them pass you in a trap. Then I'll have to up them and lick out your head back. See the kill of the city, brother, the god up. The ambush, looting and the shooting must stop. And that's why I'm gonna be a bustle quiet.
Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna get it.
Get it.
Ooh. This is belly. Ooh.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
Yeah,
know that. Ooh.
Get it.
Yeah. Ooh.
Get it.
Ooh. 100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on with Hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka.
Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in
liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from splitting on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle and even be able to live in it. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Of the seven deadly American sins, being black has become numbers 1 through 6. If this statement strikes you as radical, you haven't been paying attention. I bet you were surprised when the Martin verdict came in and guilt wasn't mentioned. And let's be clear, this was the Trayvon Martin case. George Zimmerman was never on trial. He murdered a child while we were more concerned with whether or not a boy had smoke in his lungs than the fact that he would never again use them. All over the nation, people claimed this wasn't an issue of race, that the outcome was legally on par, accusing the left-leaning liberal blackjack dealers of once again playing the race card. They asked, what would have happened if Zimmerman were black? Would things have been any different? Well, of course they'd be different. If Zimmerman were black, this would have ended with a prison sentence. You can ask Marissa Alexander about any specifics that I'm missing, because for shooting a ceiling, she was sentenced to more time in prison than Trayvon Martin spent on the face of this planet. We live in a world where a man can be set free after admitting to the slaying of an unarmed teen, and CBS News has the audacity to run a piece headlined by Zimmerman's brother stating that George would now spend the rest of his life looking over his shoulder because, and I quote, there are people who would want to take the law into their own hands. Funny how some things are so black and white while others just taste like the rainbow. Red like the blood that stained the sidewalk where he fell after being profiled for walking too slowly. Yellow for the son of Tracy and Sabrina that shone bright by day but by night had stopped glowing. Green for the grass stains on pants that hung so low they heightened sensitivities without knowing. Brown for the identity Zimmerman played up for the all-white. Sorry, there was one Latino set that we now consider a diverse jury. White for the privilege Zimmerman wore when he was out doing his neighborhood patrolling. And black? Black is just another name for numbers 1 through 6. Of America's seven deadly sins. And the seventh was ever believing that we would find justice in the hands of a system that pioneered the oppression of the Native Americans, the enslavement of the African people, carried out forced deportations, even though we all know who's really illegal. They gave summer camps to the Japanese. Who needs internships when you have internment? Who needs lower unemployment? We have prisons that turn prophecy. We don't need to fear God when we have capitalism to worship, and we certainly don't need these assholes always getting away in our neighborhood, so watch it, watch it. I was watching a trial that was over long before it could begin, so when the verdict finally came in, all I could hear were the words of the late Dr. King, calling for us to not allow the deafening noise of injustice to drown out the sounds of freedom's ring. So tonight, in honor of his legacy, I ask you this one thing. Please join me in this final call to let freedom ring. Let freedom ring from the rushing rivers of melanin that have overflown into our streams of consciousness so that people now claim we live in a post-racial society. Let freedom ring. Let freedom ring from the graves of Emmett Till, Fred Hampton, Sean Bell, Amadou Diallo, Oscar Grant, Trayvon Martin, Jordan Russell Davis, Mike Brown, Azelle Ford, and all the other brothers whose names we'll never know, because even in 2014, a black man being killed still isn't enough to make it onto the evening news. Let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. I said let freedom ring. Free at last. Free at last. Dear God Almighty, this is not the freedom for which we've asked.
All right, that was a frequency, was the last we heard. And also, This Is America, we played that. We played also the Gula Wars, a history lesson for some of you out there that are going to be maybe listening to this in the future. So hopefully we don't get in too much trouble. I know we played a couple of couple of songs that are on the pop stations right now, but, you know, hey, it is what it is. This is America, so we roll with the punches. Anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close out the show with Walking the Block, because we still have the issue of our people being shot in these streets and no justice is being brought to them. Whether the perpetrators are look like us or whether the perpetrators are wearing a badge. So definitely, I'm going to leave you all with this, and I'll see you next week. And just look out for news on Black Think Tank Radio Network. We'll be bringing you new and different things, a different outlook on how we approach this thing we call a movement. So with that being said, one monkey don't stop no show, and we keeps it moving always. Peace, love, be safe out there.
Walk in the block, yeah. I can see clearly. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Another bite. Somebody just got shot. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Tell me, can you hear?
Another block, hot, crooked cop, gunshot, another body drop. Grandma waiting at the bus stop, county jail letter in the mailbox. House shoes, sweat socks, keeps your braided heads on the porch to get that extra guap, the vixen face at rock bottom. Pray she bounce back on top. American dream, a nightmare, please make it stop. Neighbors watching, hell, modern day dress, God slinging rocks, black boy, white tank top. Baggy jeans, dreadlocks, streaming of that drop top, non-stop Chinese spot. And let me get a black and mount hawk, navigate liquor store, project floors and vacant lots. We be the have-nots, when we have, we become what we got. Another car ride by system knock, that new shit, pedestrians jot. Hip-hop corner, stay a track in the fly, to pay the back of the watch. Single mother's hustle, to punch the time clock, crime a cash crop, somebody running the dime drops. Ice grills, mask a kind heart, as time talks, fathers are holograms, sons waiting for the day to snuff Uncle Sam, why not? No sympathy for that man, he get what he deserved, damn. I said he get what he deserve, y'all. Look, and he get what he deserve, y'all. They keep telling me. Body found in the attic, contents of a purse scattered, leftover reshattered, clothes tattered, lipstick smear, broken glass, no news reports on the matter. Nobody gathered, nothing changed, asked around about a name. Some said Tamika, some claimed Lorraine, the tag on the foot said Jane. I wonder who she was, did she give and receive love? Did she fight back or just gave up? She lay there, legs cold, hair gold, framed in the child's pose, bruised nose, seen
demons, they pantyhose shot day on the radio, sour singer through the window. I wonder if pain has a temple, I bet it's slow. Street survive, never live, then we die. Drink the bird glass, ceiling higher. Born on the wrong side, is there a right side? Classified, I labor sober, nickel and dime. And who decides? I lied by signing orders down the line. They see they gentrified, push us outside the city lines. Sirens frame the evening, profile for being not white. Breathing, walking the streets, boycotts, they fiending. Probable reason, no donut shop to tease them. Roll up on a couple cats, Spanish speaking. Mexicans, but they screaming Puerto Ricans. They thinking they all the same, fuck them. Blow out their brains, killing season. It's war hour, wish they could take us all out. Let the dogs out, niggas should be hanging from trees. Auction off now, load them up, blast until they all down. Fire shots to full force now, they never see the courthouse, y'all. They never see the courthouse, y'all. They never see the courthouse, they never see the courthouse, they never see it. Hey, the sun keeps telling me. I heard my brother say. Today on the block, somebody just got shot. Today on the block, look y'all, watch the day on the block. Today on the block, another body dropped. Somebody just got shot. Today on the block, look y'all, watch the day on the block. Today on the block, another body dropped. Somebody just got shot. Look y'all, watch. Another body dropped. Somebody just got shot. Look your watch. Today on the block. Today on the block. Today on the block.